As we come to the end of Perek El Treifus, there's a discussion that the Paiskim discuss, which is the question is, as our Gemara on Daf Samech Vav Amud Beis teaches us, the halacha that a fish, a kosher fish, is a fish that has snapa v'kaskeses, fins and scales. And the question that the Paiskim discuss are, if the scales are not visible to the naked eye, but are only visible through a microscope, are they considered a good siman to make the fish considered a kosher fish? So the Shas HaTshuvas Yisa Ish, Yoredei Siman Aleph, discusses this question. And he says that the Gemara, Emsech Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, teaches us that Rav Ashi would examine fish by putting it up to the sun. And if he's put it up to the sun, he would say that this is a kosher fish. And the Shach in Yoredei is Siman Pei Gimel, Sifkaten Beis, actually quotes this Gemara LaHalacha. So he says, just like we see that you don't have to see the kaskeses directly. If you just put it up to the sun, that's considered seeing the kaskeses. So too would seeing the kaskeses under a microscope be considered that you saw the scales. The Shas HaTshuvas Yoshev Moshe, Chelk Aleph Siman Resh Yudalid, takes issue. He says that when you put the fish up to the sun, you're seeing the kaskeses with your eyes. Whereas when you're putting the fish under a microscope, it's only because of the microscope, because of the magnification of the microscope, do you see the kaskeses. Moreover, he wants to suggest that in the times of Chazal, where they did not yet have magnifying glasses, so it turns out that this fish would not be kosher. Because the only way we could see the kaskeses is through the magnification of a microscope. So he wants to say, how could it be that a fish that originally in the times of Chazal would not be considered kosher, nowadays would be considered kosher? He says that is not necessarily a cogent argument. Number one, because maybe they had better eyesight. And if they had better eyesight, they didn't need the microscope. Moreover, maybe they did have different forms of magnification, he suggests, in the time of Chazal. But then the Shas HaTshuvas Shoyel V'Nishal, Chelek Hei Yoredeya Simet Samach Dalid, says that you can't rely on a microscope. And in fact, Daruch HaShulchan in Yoredeya Simen Pei Gimel Simen Tezvov says that in anything that you have to see, both Lekula or Lechumra, we always follow what we actually see. And what you don't see doesn't exist. And the Tveres Yisrael, as well, Paskins. Kol she'ena nira la'ayin, b'li emtzos kli habota, anything that can't be seen only through magnifications, loy nechsheves kaskeses. And as I said, he takes this l'kola l'chumra. He says, when we speak about, as we did so extensively in this perek, any holes in the organs of a body, she says, only what you see. The Torah does not require us to put the organs of the body of an animal under a microscope to see if it has any holes, and then it would be considered treif. But I saw a beautiful way of looking at the Shiloh, which is connected probably to the most fundamental question in this part of our perek. As we have discussed previously, there's a fundamental question: how do we understand the requirement of simonim that the Torah tells us to have on the behemoths, you know, that a head should be malgeira, a freshes parasol, on fish, as we're learning, that has to have a snap of a kaskesis. And the question that we've discussed previously is shat in these simonim, that these simonim are what make the animal or fish kosher, or is pshat that these simonim are simonim? The fish is kosher no matter what. The animal is kosher no matter what. Just how are we to tell if it's kosher or not? That's this simonim. And in fact, the Gemara here asked the question, why does the Torah have to tell us both about the snapper and kaskesis? If the Gemara has established as a fact that every animal that has, every fish that has kaskesis, every fish that has scales, is also considered, also automatically has snapper, has fins, so it should be enough that the Torah should just say it needs to have a kaskesis, and we'll know that it's automatically a kosher fish. So Gemara, after going back and forth, Shakla Vatario says the reason is Wahagdal Torah Lahadiro. And there's many pshatim that the Mefarshim suggest. What does the Gemara mean, Lahagdal Torah Lahadiro? Some Rishonim say that pshat in the Gemara is to teach us what is the true definition of a kaskesis and what is the true definition of a snapper. Other Mefarshim say that this Gemara has come to teach us the beauty and the power of Torah. Because the Torah is Min HaShemayim. For who else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world, could definitively say that there is no fish that has kaskesis, that has scales? Any fish that has scales will automatically, you should know, have snapper, fins. The only one that can make that definitive statement is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make that definitive statement, when we learn this parsha of kosher fish, we come to realize Torah Min HaShemayim, Lahavdil Torah Ladira. But then, I saw another pshat, which is directly related to the discussion we are now having. Yes, the halacha, the mitzias, the reality is that every fish that has kaskesas has snapper. So as soon as I see that the fish has scales, I will know that this is a kosher fish. But that isn't what makes the fish kosher. What makes the fish kosher is the existence of both the kaskesis and the snapper. I don't have to look for the snapper, because as soon as I see the kaskesis, I'll know I have a kosher fish. So what does that mean? What that means is that the kaskesis and the snapper are not a simon, but as we've discussed previously, it's a sibah. They are what make the fish kosher. And therefore, as long as the fish has a kaskesis, the fact that I can't see it or can't see it, the fact that I need a microscope to see it or I don't need a microscope to see it, doesn't change the reality. So it turns out it's very possible that this question, if kaskesis is only visible under a microscope, is directly related to the question that we've discussed previously. If we say that the kaskesis and the snapper are the siba, are what make the fish kosher, so as soon as the kaskesis exists, even if it's not visible easily, it's a kosher fish. If it's the simen, it's only a simen if you can indeed see it. And actually, I saw a tshuva from the Debrecina Rav Zitzal, the Shalz Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, Chelek Hey Simen Tezayin, where there too he goes into a discussion of things that are only visible through
microscopic magnification. What is the halacha? How does the halacha view that? And one of the issues that he discusses is the halacha of mukav gvil. Halacha is that every letter in a sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs has to be mukav gvil. It has to be completely surrounded by empty space. And if two letters touch each other, that's not considered kosher. So what's the halacha if you have two letters that to the naked eye, they look like they're touching? But if you put it under a microscope, you will see that there is a small space between the letters. Is that considered mukav gvil? And you have a sefer Torah, a kosher sefer Torah, or not? So actually, the Chabina wrote himself in his first tshuva, Shas Tshuva Stavi Mishorim, Chelet Aleph, Simon Aleph, takes a strict approach, as we've been discussing. If you can't see it, it doesn't exist. L'kula l'chumra. So if, to me, it looks like the two letters are touching each other, even though under a microscope you can see that they're separate, it's not considered mukav gvil. The David Sinarov wants to suggest that mukav gvil is a metzias, like we're discussing now. And if the metzias is that these two letters aren't touching, yes, I only was able to see that they're not touching because I had to bring a magnifying glass. But as long as the metzias is that these two letters aren't touching, it's a kosher sefer Torah.